Couple years down the road, you wake up to an early afternoon alarm, 1 p.m.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Late.
A little on the late side. You roll out of bed. Your back hurts. Your knees hurt. Your feet hurt. But so is the life of the closing manager of a GameStop. And you're working two to close tonight.
It's that physically punishing?
A lot of like standing and you're bending and you're picking up boxes. You got inventory coming up. You got to make sure the back room is clean and everything is orderly so they can be in and out of there. You just got just a, it's just a job that like just sucks. So it just sucks everywhere, in your body. Because you get a case of PlayStation games in, there's, probably 60 video games in one box, it's 40 pounds or whatever. You lift the wrong way, you twist the wrong way, you pull with the wrong part. Next thing you know, you're on the sidelines for 2 weeks, and we can't have that. Not at GameStop.
No? Why am
No.
I so into this?
Oh, you're into this.
I'm into this?
You're into this. It's just what you're doing right now,
But I like the idea of being a GameStop manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're thinking, well, you put in your time, you put in the effort. Someday you might make the day manager,
Okay.
So
Wouldn't
yeah,
that
you
be
got
sweet?
goals.
Yeah.
It really would, You get up at a decent hour, you go to bed at a decent hour. Because now as it stands, you work, you come home. It's a little on the late side by the time you go to bed. Like it's just your
Yeah,
whole
okay.
schedule. That's just how it's working for you, right?
Yeah, I've done those jobs before. It's kind of it does get kind of weird after a while.
You're up until like 3, 4, or 5 in the morning sometimes,
Right.
like you're just in a point where you wake up and go to work, and that just happens to occur at the later part of the day. So you put on your fucking slacks. You put on your goddamn GameStop polo, tuck it in, put your belt on, cinch it around your waist, and you kind of feel like, okay, the uniform is complete. Like you have this moment of like you're locked in, right?
Okay.
Where like the switch flips and you're not just Pat anymore. Like you're in the zone.
I get kind of like I get in character to go in, like get
Oh,
myself
it's not
together.
character. It's not character. And you are amped. You're amped up to do it,
Okay.
right? You're ready to tackle the night. So you get to the GameStop, right? It's another grueling shift behind the desk. You had 6 cases of Funko Pops fall onto you.
Oh man.
Yeah. It was all young Sheldon characters.
Fuck.
6 cases of young Sheldon Funko Pops fall on top of you, almost crushing you to death. You could have been killed.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Am I like I'm hurt?
There's one other person working. Her name is Janice. And she's like 19 years old, never gonna do a fucking thing with her life, never gonna
Okay.
leave this goddamn town, stuck here forever. Her whole family's been stuck here forever. She's working at this GameStop until she gets fucking tired of it, and then she's gonna go get a job with the Walgreens, And
Where
like
am
that's
I?
just, oh, you are in you are in the bustling metropolis of Suntburg, Washington.
Okay. Why am I living there?
You got a good job at a GameStop.
I moved all the way across the country for a GameStop job.
Yeah, I mean that was like a big part of it, you know.
What the fu- I
You know,
mean,
you just had a point in life where you wanted change, and you went to bed one night and you said, I'm just you looked up at the fucking sky above you, right? Like you looked through your open window, right?
yeah.
You looked up at the stars and you said, I'm just gonna let the universe sweep me up in the next thing that comes along. And then next morning you got offered a job to be the closing manager in Huntsburg, Washington, at the GameStop.
I mean, look, there's nothing against people who have that job or anything, but I don't think I would move across the country for it. That's insane.
Again, you looked out through that night window. You looked at the stars in the sky and you saw them twinkle and you think they're twinkling just for me. And you looked up at those stars and you said, I'm gonna let the universe sweep me up in the next thing that comes along. And you saw
Wow.
a breeze move through the trees and the wind shook the leaves and they all pointed due north at the same time.
Holy shit.
You fell
All
asleep
right.
almost instantly and you woke up to an alarm of an email congratulating you on the position of night manager at the GameStop.
All right, I'm just gonna
You look back out
follow.
the window, you see the wind whip the leaves around again, almost cementing the idea. You nod at nature and you accept the position. So you're closing at GameStop, right? You
Yeah.
restack the six boxes of young Sheldon Funko Pops.
The same Funko Pops that almost killed me.
Yeah, you stack the boxes back up, you put it back,
Wow.
right? As soon as you put the box up, you hear, oh shit. It's Janice coming from the behind the counter. Some little kid just threw up all over the foyer, right? Right.
Janish.
Janice looks at you, she goes, I'm not touching that shit. She lights a cigarette.
Inside,
Yeah. She goes, what are you gonna do? Fire me?
Janice, what the fuck, dude?
She puts it out. She goes, all right. So you go get some of those yellow gloves, right? You get some
Yeah.
bleach spray. You clean up the puke, right?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the display Xbox is on the fritz, right? There's something wrong with a cable. Now you got this useless display. People are coming in, they want to play it. You can't let them, you know, it's
Yeah.
doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you feel like the chip is not being run as tightly as you would like.
This is a stressful day at GameStop.
Well, and it also has to do with the fact that, you know, you're the night manager, so you're there to kind of clean up the mess of the day,
Oh,
right?
sure. Yeah.
But the way you look at it, you're like, people shop for video games at night. The kids are in school. Like, this isn't like, and you have this idea that, like, my job is the hardest job because not only do I have to clean up from the
Oh,
day, but I see
no.
more people. Like, you're very competitive about it, right? You talk to
Wow.
Janice, she just agrees with you. She sometimes you'll go on a rant and she'll smoke an entire cigarette in the store. And you have no fucking idea. That's how like deep into this fucking thing you are
Oh,
about
shit.
how late shift has it harder than the first shift. And how you're gonna
Oh.
talk to Greg, the district manager, and you're gonna try to get a raise.
Wow. Do you think Greg's gonna go for it?
I think Greg will hear out your passionate case.
Okay.
Greg, when you think about Greg, you think about him being like, yeah, he's a company man, but he's also like a nice person and a fair dude.
Oh, sure.
You definitely work for bigger assholes. But at the end of
Yeah.
the day, he might go, look, I just can't do it. You know?
Okay, we'll see. I'll, you
And
know.
you will at least know that he tried.
Okay, it's a thing for a different day, I guess.
Well, you're thinking about asking him, right?
Okay.
Point being, you work this long day, it's hard shift, the busy night, right? Two kids got into a fight. Right, it just, you know, one of them was they were talking about their favorite games, and you know, they disagreed, and just, you know, just every now and then there's shit breaks out there, and you've got to
Yeah.
fucking handle it, right?
Yeah.
You keep a little squirt gun filled with water behind the counter. You just spray kids down if they start getting, you know, close to fisticuffs.
How often do I have to do that?
I don't know, once, twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of kids think of it as a place to go to fight.
Really? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. People be like, look, meet me at the GameStop.
Right, fuck.
That fucking asshole's working. That's what the kids
Wait
at
a
the school
minute.
tell you. Yeah, that's what the kids at school tell each other.
Why did they call me that?
Because they just steal while you're on the clock. While you're busy breaking up fights, they're just fucking stealing. They're robbing you blind, man.
It's a place to come and fight and steal.
And or steal.
They do it inside the GameStop or like outside of it?
Both. I mean,
Oh
the fight,
no.
if a fight starts inside, like the longer that they're inside, the more is gonna get stolen. Because you gotta break it up, your back's gonna be turned, chaos is happening. Janice doesn't care, right? She's gonna
Oh.
light up a smoke, right? She's just gonna enjoy the show.
Why is she always trying to smoke inside? It's not
Oh, she's
allowed.
not trying. She's succeeding.
Janice, it's not allowed.
She goes, ah, I'm sorry. She puts it out. The carpet behind the counter is just fucking ruined,
Oh,
right?
fuck.
Just
Janice.
fucking ruined, man.
Oh,
Yeah, if Greg,
Janice.
now if Greg found out about that, he'd be pretty fucking pissed.
Yeah, we gotta. Okay.
Janice says she's got a brother-in-law who does carpets, whatever that means, and she's been like waiting on him to talk to her for like 6 months. You get the idea that she doesn't know anybody.
No, I mean, of course not. Janice is the worst.
Yeah, she's not very good at her job, I'll be honest with you.
I mean, do I like Janice at all? Or like, or do we just sort of it coexist together?
She has
Okay.
always worked at that physical address, regardless of what it was. She's always worked in that exact building. And she smoked at every single one of them.
What was the one that was before it was a GameStop?
It was a Hallmark store. They
And
had
she
like
worked there?
cards. Oh, yeah. He helped open it. That was the very first retail establishment on that piece of property right where her mother was buried. Her mother's buried beneath the floor. And that's why she's like, I'm gonna work here, whatever it is.
Wow.
It was a Hallmark for
Okay.
like 22 years. It was a Subway for about 8 months. And then it was a little Chinese restaurant for a little while.
She worked at
And then
all of them.
GameStop. Yeah. She got her food handler's license for it and everything. She learned Mandarin. I mean, she
Oh,
did it.
shit.
Yeah.
Janice, this is so strange. Okay.
Yeah, she spent 8 months abroad in Beijing, really immersing herself in the culture. And she came back
Holy
and she
shit.
fucking worked the shit out of that line.
Wow.
Smoking inside the whole time.
Man.
So Janice cuts out of there at 9 o'clock. That's when she's done for the night. You have about an hour by yourself to really close things up, count the drawers, get the deposit together, all the managerial shit. You do so, everything comes up normal. You walk out, and again, you're at a GameStop, so it's kind of like a shopping complex,
Yeah.
bunch of different storefronts, but retail is dying. A lot of them are empty. A lot of vacant. Storefronts, big parking lot. I wouldn't call it a ghost town, but it's dying off,
Wow.
One of the big flagship stores of this complex was a Toys R Us, and they've been out of business for, a long time now.
Yeah.
And that's what you've always thought is that, like, yeah, they shut down years ago. And you're kind of like walking out. You pull your key from the door, locking it for the night. You turn to face your car. And you see a man sliding open the front doors, like the sliding door of this Toys R Us. He kind of looks around to see if anybody's watching him. Satisfied, he goes inside.
Okay.
You kind of take your glasses off and you go, what the fuck is going on? You walk
the
over, right? You walk over to the Toys R Us.
Yeah. So hold on. So I'm angry about this. I'm very much trying to like defend the
Probably
ghost
the sanctity of
grocer.
retail more than anything.
Okay.
You know? You even say out loud, you go, I wouldn't let anybody do that to my GameStop. So you walk over there. You kind of like crack the door open, you know, the sliding door. You look through, you see like four or five guys sitting around, sitting on like chairs, playing like a video game. They're all like eating pizza, drinking beer. What do you do?
I think I just try to observe.
They
Try to figure
look
out.
like they're having a they look like they're having a great fucking time.
Oh, really? It's not like a
Yeah.
sinister thing.
No, they're just hanging out playing video games. They're playing a video game called Revenge. My sweet. And it is
Revenge, my sweet.
yeah, it's a game where you are a vampire and you went to sleep and you were gonna like hibernate for hundreds of years, and as you were like falling asleep, you heard like the woman that you loved start to like laugh, and then you like fell asleep and you awoke to her like trying to stab you.
Yeah.
And it turns out she crossed you, and the whole thing is about like getting back to her, just like being a vampire, doing cool vampire shit.
And getting
But
revenge.
it's very dramatic and very sexual.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most vampire stuff is.
Yeah, a lot of plunging necklines,
Fuck
a lot of low cuts.
yeah.
Either way,
I guess I then in that case, I guess I just sort of walk over and kind of approach and say, hey, and say hello.
so you kind of walk over again. You're the night manager for GameStop. You got your GameStop bullet shirt tucked into your black slacks.
Yeah.
You kind of walk over. You're a little aggressive, and you go, "Hey, fellas, what's going on here?" And they all kind of stop, and they go, "Oh shit." And the one guy goes, Ryan, did you leave the door open? And he's like, I thought Bill was still coming, you know?
Oh.
And they were and you're like, what's going on? And basically, this game, this Toys R Us was like the last Toys R Us. So when they liquidated stores, they would shut down the lowest performing stores and move their inventory to a higher performing store. And eventually all of whatever was left owned by the Toys R Us company wound up in this physical location. And it's just basically where they're storing all of this shit in preparation to sell it off to somebody, the liquidator or whomever.
Oh wow. So there's it's
And
just like stacked with stuff.
it's full of all the toys you could ever fucking want.
Whoa.
So these guys were like, yeah, we found it was open and that there wasn't anybody watching it. And we came inside and we just started like playing video games. And like they kept getting like shipments in from other places. Like the people would like keep bringing in shit so they would come at night and then there's like new shit for them to fuck around with. And the guy's like, yeah, they keep filling up this fridge full of drinks. And the one guy's like, yeah, I got
What?
into their ordering system and I found I had them I had their corporate card and sent a bunch of pizzas over. We've been doing that for a couple weeks. And
Whoa.
they're like, yeah, all this shit is like, we don't pay for any of this. Right? And they go, say, you wouldn't happen to like pizza and video games, would you?
I gotta be honest with you. I really like pizza and video games. I actually work at, I manage a GameStop.
They go, holy shit. They go, maybe we could get in there sometime.
I guess, yeah. And do what? Just play the games? Hang out? I mean, what do you want to
They're like,
do?
yeah, we just want to hang out.
You guys are always welcome at the GameStop.
And the one guy opens up a box, a pizza box. He takes out a slice and he goes, "You think your company would buy us some pizza?"
No.
And he goes, "Well, that sucks." And he just takes the biggest fucking bite you've ever seen,
Holy
like the
shit.
whole everything up to the crust. He just eats all of it at once.
Oh, whoa.
And yeah, one guy was like, "Yeah, I've been having them order stuff for us, you know." They order pizza. They fill up the drink cooler. You know, there's always new toys to play with. They go, yeah,
Wow.
get us out of the house, away from our wives.
All right. Well, fuck it, man. I won't turn you guys in.
One guy pulls a joint out of his pocket.
Okay. Cool.
He turns he turns to you, he gives you a lighter, and he's like, welcome to the Brotherhood, pal. He pulls out his phone and he looks up that song Slow Ride on Spotify and he plays it. He's very on the nose.
I fucking light that joint, dude.
Right? So you light that joint.
I
You're
joined the
getting high.
Brotherhood.
You join the Brotherhood. So the Brotherhood meets every Tuesday and Thursday at the Toys R Us, starting at 10 p.m. Around a little before 10 p.m., you know, whatever.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
You get there early, you get there early, right? So for the next 6 months, you and the rest of the Brotherhood are partying twice a week. Pizza's just showing up. The drink cooler's always full. New games are coming out. They get them early, so you get to play them like weeks before the public does.
Okay, that's cool.
Right? Yeah, they're in boxes sealed up that say, do not open until, and then it gives a date. And then you open it up, and it's like, oh, fuck, these are these games that we got to sell on that day. So it's
What's
all this in, huh?
one of the games that we play?
There's a game called Fuck You Dad, right? It's called Fuck You Dad. And it's like a very cartoony style game, like a Jimmy Neutron kind of looking-ish kid with a
Oh,
big
cool.
ovular head.
Okay.
And there's a little thing at the bottom called the Rascal Meter, right? And
Okay.
you just, if you like fuck shit up, if you like, it's basically like a ripoff of like Bart Simpson, you know? Like
Okay.
you just kind of like do like bad kid shit. And you
Yeah.
fill up your rascal meter, and then once you fill up your rascal meter, you get to fight your dad to the death. You know?
Oh, wow, this sounds
Yeah.
really, really strange. Okay, cool. Is it
Yeah.
fun?
It's fucking great, man.
Cool.
It's great. The rascal meter takes, like, if you play, like, so you can just fill the rascal. So one thing that people like about this game is there's like 200 hours of content, right? If you like grind and butt your ass for 10 hours, you'll fill the rascal meter and then you'll get to fight your dad. You'll get to fist fight your dad to the death, right?
Jeez.
But if you go beyond that initial 10 hours and you can like supercharge your rascal meter where you can then like fight your dad to the death, but you've got like a 4,000 hit point katana, you know, or
Whoa.
you know, some kind of armor. And so it's a, but ultimately, it ends with you fighting your dad to the death. And at the end of it, you know, you go to strike the finishing blow on your dad, and he's like laying like at your feet. His hands are like up in the air. He's like clearly surrendering. The last line of it is your character just yelling, "Fuck you, dad!" and then just killing him
Oh.
right there, right?
The title.
Yeah, so fuck you, dad. So that's
That's
probably like one of the
cool
cool
that it
games you
pop
got to play early.
that's cool that it pops up right at the very end of the game. That's kind of ballsy.
Yeah, well, they estimate that 75% of the people who play finish it. They play to completion. It's truly a phenomenon. So yeah, you know, you're getting a lot of cool benefits, right? A lot of fun times hanging out with the Brotherhood. Like I said, about 6 months you've been doing it. Every Tuesday, every Thursday, there's always pizza getting ordered, always cold drinks, right?
Cool. This is
About 3
really
months in,
fun.
you're like, hey, you think we can get some wings? And they were like, we never thought of that before. And they order wings, so now everybody's got wings now. You know, it's like
Oh,
really,
fuck, yes.
it started out as like a pizza, and then it became like two pizzas, and then it was like everybody gets a pizza, and now it's everybody gets a pizza and wings. So you got some to take home with you, you know? And like
Amazing.
there's a full drink cooler, and you're doing this for months, right? You come in there on one Thursday, It's 10 o'clock, right? You had a long day. Janice called out. You're by yourself. That happens sometimes, right?
Did she have a good excuse?
She said she just had the shits.
Okay.
Yeah. Janice calls out a lot, and she is always very explicit.
Really?
She tells you exactly what's happening.
All right.
In this case, she was like on the phone with you mid, shit. And you're like, you don't want her there, you know?
Yeah, okay. So something actually was up. She wasn't just bullshitting.
Yeah, but you feel like that this is kind of like her regular,
Oh.
situation, and she's just exploiting it in this instance. You're pretty sure that's what it is. She talks a lot about having very runny feces.
What the fuck, Janice?
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
She's always talking about it.
Always.
Right? Yeah, I'd say probably 3 out of 5 days a week she talks to you about her bowel movements
All right.
and
Well,
how loose they are.
when she comes back to work, I think we're gonna have to have talk about that because that is
Yeah,
really
you've
weird.
definitely talked to her about it several times before, but it's
She doesn't
still,
care.
yeah. Yeah. She goes, "What are you doing? Are you gonna fire me?" You
I
know?
mean, maybe Janice has been acting out a lot lately, it seems. Why can't I fire her? She doesn't do anything.
I don't know. You tell me. You're the boss.
All right. Well, look, I can't fire her for that. I mean, that's, I feel like, yeah, no, I
You
guess
think
I
about
can't fire her.
Janice
I can't
and
prove
about
it.
how she left you in the lurch and how you're just gonna go hang out with the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
You're gonna play some games. You're gonna have a good time and you're gonna forget about it. Tomorrow's Friday, which doesn't mean anything to you. You work the weekend. So, either way, you're gonna go have a good time with your friends.
Yeah.
You guys sit down, same thing as usual. Pizza shows up along with some wings, right? People started getting a side salad. A couple guys were like, "You guys want to split a side salad?" And somebody's like, "Yeah, I'll split a side." So you guys order a big family side salad. You gotta put the game on pause. You all sort of eat on one of the registers, or like on the conveyor. You all just sort of lean over, your food on the belt, just talking, right?
We don't have like a table. There's not a table in the whole place.
No, you guys have you've been talking about how you want to like eat on every single register before you guys leave there.
Okay, whatever. Sure, okay.
So there's like 19 registers. You're on like 16, so you're pretty close. So you're sitting there on register 16 on the conveyor, right? Talking about whatever. You just bullshit, Just bullshitting, right? You got a piece of pepperoni and green pepper in your hand.
Fuck yes.
You raise it up to your mouth. You look at the dim lights, security lights of this Toys R Us, and how it barely illuminates your faces. And for just a moment, you think, "I've never had friends quite like this." I'm not saying they're the best friends I've ever had, but I've never known a friendship quite like this. And you take a bite of your pizza, your free pizza. And as soon as you do, you hear a voice come through the doors and says, "Gentlemen, gentlemen, so good to see you." You turn around. It's a man in a black suit. He's got on a black tie. His hair is slicked back.
What?
He walks through the open doors. He goes, "Hey, who ordered pizza tonight?" He takes a slice of pepperoni and green pepper out of the box, shoots you a glare. He eats it right in front of you. One of the guys, his name is Don. He goes, "I order the pizza." He goes, "I ordered the pizza on Tuesday as well. And last week and the week before." He goes, I'm the one who orders the pizza. It's my account. I order the pizza. Go tell my wife because we have so many points now. And she doesn't know that I'm doing this. She thinks I'm playing pickleball."
Okay.
So the man in black, he goes, Okay, he goes, so you must be Don then, right? And he goes, guilty as charged. And he looks at you and he goes, oh, the new guy. He goes, what's your name?
I'm Patrick.
And he goes, I can see that. You got your name badge on, your GameStop name badge. Says, I'm Patrick.
It says I'm Patrick.
Yeah, all the GameStop employees' badges say I'm and then your name.
Okay. I go, I'm Patrick. Who are you?
He reaches his hand out. He goes, my name is Mark Fowler. He
Okay.
goes, and I'm general counsel for Toys R Us.
Oh, no.
He pulls a piece of paper out of his jacket. He goes, guys, we've been tracking you over the last 6 months. And he goes on to explain that you guys have basically run up a bill of like $100,000 with what you've been doing, with all the free stuff, all the stuff you've been taking, all those pizzas, all those wings, all the free drinks, all the candy, all the stuff that everybody's eating, all the toilet
Yeah.
paper used.
Adds up. Toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. You guys shit there for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Wow.
So he basically gives you all a letter. He goes, you guys have 30 days to pay this off, and it's
What?
$100,000. He goes, or we'll see you in court.
What?
He turns around, he walks out.
Can't believe I gave him my name. Fuck. I should have just ran away. Why am I wearing my name tag?
He just got out of work.
Okay.
So you guys are all kind of, you kind of sit there like stunned silence, you know? And everybody's like, fuck, this is not good. This is none of you are like independently wealthy, you know, you're
No.
just normal people, right? A lot of these guys have families. They're like, I can't pay it. Like, I'm barely getting by. Like, you know, all there's point being like somebody's gonna be on the hook for this, you know? So you get in your car, you go home, right? Sad, right? It's a deep, heavy, crushing sadness. And also because like you know that your friendship is gonna be changed, right? It's one of those
Yeah.
nights where you're like, I'm gonna go home. I'm going to eat a bunch of junk food and I'm going to get super high and I'm just going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Right? It's just one of those nights.
Yeah.
You pull over at a new gas station. You go inside. You're filling up. We go inside. What kind of snacks would you get? If you had to, on a night where you're just like, this is a night where I'm just going to be a dirtbag and be in my feelings.
Double stuffed Oreos, a sleeve of
You
them.
get a whole sleeve of double stuffed Oreos. You get a fucking thing of milk, right?
Yeah.
You go up front, you say this and whatever pump you're on, right? You pay, you go back outside, stand by the car, you open up the Oreos. You can't, you normally like to dunk, but you just can't because it won't fit. So you just shove the Oreos in your mouth and you just drink some milk and you just smush and crush and smush and crush
Oh
until it's a
man,
smooth paste.
that is, oh, ew.
You slurp that fucking mush, that Oreo mush down your throat. It slides down that tight little throat of yours. As soon as it gets, as soon as it drops into your stomach, you hear patty cake, baker's man.
God damn it.
You turn around and it's hard to describe, but you know how like when you're pumping gas, there's like fumes and then they kind of have like this iridescent quality to them, you know? You look and you see in the fumes is a man who looks just like a classic from Central Casting, like Italian gangster, right? He goes, hey, Pat, it's me, Gene. I'm a genie. And I'm a genie. Gene, I'm a genie is a gasoline genie. So he appears when you're pumping gas. And he goes, Pat, I'm here to help you out.
Okay. Man.
He goes,
What do you want exactly?
He goes, the question is, what do you want?
I gotta be honest. I'm in a lot of trouble right now, dude. I probably tell him about the whole thing. I tell him about the Brotherhood and how we're in trouble with Toys R Us, like, and how we're. I mean, there's some of these guys, they haven't even told their wives about our group. So, like,
No.
it's gonna. I mean, not only like financially screw over all of us, it sounds like it might fuck up some of our personal lives.
It certainly appears that way. And you gotta think the GameStop wouldn't be too happy if they found out about this, you
Oh
know?
no. Fuck, I moved all the way across the country for this.
Yeah. This
All
is your
right.
life.
I guess honestly, these sound like very dire circumstances. So I would tell him what happened, and I would just, yeah, probably just unload on him, tell him
You tell him
everything.
everything. Your gas is pumping, right? You're watching the numbers roll over. Your tank filling up. You tell Gene I'm a genie everything.
Yeah.
You tell him about the Brotherhood, what they've meant to you over these last 6 months. You tell him about how it's something that you couldn't bear to see those guys hurt. You couldn't bear to see those people be, you know, stuck in a bad situation. And you tell him about the money. Gene kind of strokes his chin. He goes, I'll tell you what. I know a guy who needs a lesson taught to him.
Yeah.
He goes, you teach him that lesson, I'll take care of your problem. He goes on to tell you that so Gene Imogene has his hand in a lot of cookie jars, right? Fingers in a lot of pots. And
The
he has
gasoline
some.
genie.
Yeah, Gene, I'm a genie. He's a genie. So he had this guy who was working for him. He was supposed to be working at an event. He was wearing like a cartoon like costume, and he threw up inside of it, right? And it cost Gene like
Oh.
$100 deposit, right? And he said that the kid was just kind of like snarky about it and being like kind of a real asshole, like, oh, it's no big deal, you know, what's it to you, right? He goes, I'm the one that's wearing a fucking SpongeBob costume, you know? And you know, that's just disrespectful, and that's really the big thing. He's like, Gene tells you, he's like, it's not the $100. He goes, believe me, money ain't a thing. He goes, but it's the disrespect.
Yeah, I get it.
He goes, you tune him up, I'll take care of your money problem.
Okay. I disagree. I do it. Whatever. I'm
You
kind
hear
of
the click of the
desperate.
pump shutting off. Gene dissipates. Put the handle back in the pump. You can sit inside your car. You see there's a little card on your dash. It says Devon, and it gives an address.
Look it up.
It's a couple miles away.
Let's do
It's
it.
just some residential thing. So you show up, right? Just some house in the middle of a subdivision. Pretty typical looking, nondescript home. It's the middle of the day. You knock on the door. The guy comes to the front door, right? He's probably like 25, average looking dude. Kind of scrubby. Wears glasses.
Yeah.
He answers the door. He goes, can I help you?
I go, look, I'm here on behalf of Gene. I'm a genie. I'm just here for that $100. I need it. Yeah.
He goes, you came here for $100?
Yep.
He gives you the $100 out of his. He goes, look, if this just gets him off my ass, fine. He gives you
Okay,
the
thank
hundred
you.
bucks, right? You get back in your
I yeah,
car.
I go, thanks, dude. That was fucking easy.
You get back in your car.
Yeah.
What do you do? How do you get back to Gene?
I go back to the same gas station, I think, and start to start to, and fill up again, I guess. I mean, it
I mean,
probably
you
won't.
didn't drive for just a couple minutes. Like, you're not gonna have any. There's like no room in your
Oh,
tank.
right. What will I do? I guess what I would do is I would hold on to the $100 and I would just probably drive around for a while, listen to
You
some
drive around
music.
for a while, listen to
Yeah.
some music, right? Yeah. Watch
And whatever.
that little, watch a little dial change from full to empty, right? You get a half about halfway down, you go to a gas station. You start pumping gas, Gene pops up, he goes, "Patty cakes, patty cakes." He goes, "You got good news for me?"
Yeah, I pull out the $100 bill. I go check it out.
He kind of like sees it, and he goes, "Pat, did you listen to a thing that I said to you?
What
I
do you
told
mean?
you money wasn't the issue. Because I asked you to beat his ass."
Oh.
And then you see that he has like a, he's smoking like a cigar, and he flicks it, and it comes out of his image, and it flies right into your fucking gas tank, and your car explodes, and the whole gas station explodes. You die, four other people die. It
Holy
is
shit.
like, it's complete chaos.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Devin sees the nightly report of somebody reporting live from that gas station,
Yeah,
and they
okay.
see like the news didn't mean to do this, but they accidentally showed your exploded body. It was just like your head and like a spine
Oh.
laying on the
Why would
ground, just
they
like
do that?
face, like your mouth was like open, and you looked like real fucking dumb. And they didn't meant to show the edited version. They show it for like 28 seconds, right? It's just your dead head on the nightly news, and Devin sees it, and he sees your car, and he's like holding a cigarette in his hand, and his hand just shakes. I mean, you're fucking dead. You didn't listen to a thing. That's, you didn't listen to anything.
I
You
guess
just got, you took money from this kid. But Gene
listen.
told you explicitly that money wasn't an issue.
God damn. Yeah, I guess. Well, I thought he was kind of just, I don't know. I guess I didn't really think about what he meant by that.
So
All
you like the guys in the Brotherhood think that you blew your
right.
car up on purpose in an effort to get out of the financial burden of this whole thing.
Whoa.
They, which only ended up like giving them a larger piece of the pie. Every single one of them like was financially ruined. Their families fell apart. They all just had like complete downturns in their personal and professional lives. A couple of them had to move in together, and they ended up winding up being able to afford rent. They got kicked out. It's not a good picture for
Oh
the rest
my
of the Brotherhood.
God, the brotherhood is broken.
It's like it never
Oh
was.
man, that one stung. The fucking the brotherhood. I
Yeah.
really liked those guys.
Yeah, they liked
Man,
you. You
yeah.
fucked them over.
Real bad.
You fucked them.
Fuck. Oh.